This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Tuesday. This is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa here with my husband, Scott.
Well, you know what? We need to let prayer be our first response, not our last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know what? So many times, you know, we wait till we're just really in a pickle, you know, until we get to that point to where, oh, man, I better pray about this. Well, it should have been the first thing you did, first of all.
I know. We want to be careful with the word should. We don't want people shouldn't all over themselves. it's so shaming when we say that word should. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but
no,
but
we mean to.
It's just sometimes we start running our own life again. It creeps in.
I mean, I'm including ourselves in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's times, you know, prayer is not the first thing I turn to, you know?
Right.
I mean, I want to think that 90% of the time it is.
You want to immediately fix it.
Well, I do. But, you know, I want God to immediately fix it, you know. But that's another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, in Nehemiah 1:4-11, let me read that to you. When I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, fasted, and prayed to the God of heaven. Then I said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those who love him and obey his commands. Listen to my prayer. Look down and see me praying night and day for my people, for your people Israel. I confess that we have sinned against you. Yes, even my own family, and I have sinned. We have sinned terribly by not obeying the commands, decrees, and regulations that you gave us through your servant Moses. Please remember what you told your servant Moses. If you are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands and live by them, then even if you are exiled to the ends of the earth, I will bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored. The people you rescued by your great power and strong hand are your servants. O Lord, please hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those of us who delight in honoring you. Please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it into his heart to be kind to me.
Yeah, because he was the king's cupbearer.
In those days, I was the king's cupbearer.
Yeah.
Nehemiah was.
There's so much here. And what I love about it is when we fall into the trap of running our own lives again, or maybe that's what you're used to doing, prayer can be our last course of action.
Mm-hmm.
It's real easy to let it happen. But what a relief, honey, when we get back on track and turn things over to God once again. Because when we do that, we can continue to tap into his infinite source of love and prayer as in making that our immediate response.
Mm-hmm.
Always, always. He's got the answers. But, you know, we just want to get in there and fix it and go on with the next thing. But he's not like that.
Yeah.
He's not going to interfere with us unless we ask him. And we can always ask him. But I know for me, when I find myself just going on and making a decision and then later on going, I didn't even pray about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was in such a rush.
That's right. That's true. And you know, I mean, I tell you, before we do each podcast, we pray.
We do.
You know. Before we do so, because we know that, you know, God's the one that is inspiring us to do this.
Yeah.
And so we need to give him thanks, first of all. And then, of course, we pray for y'all. We pray for y'all, and we pray that that you have a closer relationship with Jesus.
Yep.
And, you know, Teresa and I both and our family have been going through a certain... how do you say it?
Trying times
over this last
month
or so.
Yeah.
And you know, I will say one thing, that I've never hit my knees so much and ask God to guide us as I have over this last month. Mm-hmm. You know, and just really giving it to him and say, you know what, God, there's nothing I can do about this. Mm-mm. But you are all powerful. Mm-hmm. And I love to say it. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And you know what? Recently, things are starting to change a little bit. And what seemed like a totally inevitable disaster is starting to lighten up some. But you know what? We decided as a family
to have a united front.
To united front and start building that wall just like Nehemiah.
Yes, boundaries.
Nehemiah was building that wall. And everyone around was looking at him going, right. You know? Well, he, along with other people who volunteered, built that wall with prayer and work and a united front. And as a family, whether it be our family or your family, are you building a wall? A wall of protection that only Jesus Christ can give you? That's what we pray for you. Look at Nehemiah. I mean, he said, you know, it's very, you know, what God tells us, you know, people who keep your covenant of unfailing love and love and obey your commands.
Well, and that's what I love about this whole prayer that he prayed is because he also reminded God of what he had promised
him. That's right.
And he also prayed for favor with the king.
Yeah.
And so, right, there's just, again, there's so much into that. And another thing that's so great about his Nehemiah's giving us such a perfect example of here is praying is because when he found out the shape that Jerusalem was in and the people were in, right on the spot, he started praying. Right then.
Yeah.
Right? That was his first response. That they all needed, as you just mentioned, protective walls of boundaries.
That's
rebuilt,
right,
in this case. And so he wasn't reluctant in reminding God of his promises either. Like we'd already said, in praying for favor with the king who was ultimately in control of allowing him to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew that if the whole situation, just like us, was going to be corrected, God was the only one that could do it.
And Nehemiah was very honest with God, you know, saying that that Israel had sinned against him, even his family and himself. But look what Nehemiah said here. You know what God said to Nehemiah. But if you return to me and obey, listen to that. If you return to me and obey my commands and live by them.
If.
Yeah, if.
Our part.
Then even you are exiled to the ends of the, who are into the earth. I will bring you back to the place I've chosen for my name to be honored. For God's name to be honored.
There's always a condition to God's promises, and there it is right there. If you do, I will.
That's right.
If you will, I will.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
It's not about who's, you know, got the upper hand here.
No.
God's just waiting for us to obey him. It's all about obedience.
It has nothing to do with perfection.
Yeah.
You know, so many times, you know, people think that Christians think that they have to be perfect. Well, that is so wrong.
Well, God does expect for perfection. That's why he sent Jesus.
That's exactly right.
Because when he looks at us, he sees us as you're going to be when we're with him, because Jesus is the forerunner for us.
Right. Well, we strive to be more like Jesus. We strive to be more like the perfect one. But, you know, in Scripture, it tells us, if you deny the fact that you're a sinner, then you're denying the fact why Christ came down here at all. You know? And so Nehemiah saw this.
Well, he knew what it was going to take.
You know, the Messiah hadn't come yet, but Nehemiah knew that the Messiah was coming, okay? And that's what he was telling him, man. Listen, you know, we can't do this, Lord. You know, we're crying out to you. We want to return to you. And to show your obedience, we're going to build a wall of protection that only you can orchestrate. Now, we can put the bricks in the cement or whatever and build that wall, but it is a symbol of your faithfulness to us. Well, you know what? I think we all need to build a wall of protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God tells us that. You know, God wants us to be that rock we can lean on, that protection we can run to. You know, in Psalms 3:4 it says, "I cried to the Lord with my voice, and He heard me
from His holy hill."
Mm-hmm. You know what? You know what that holy hill is? That is a wall of protection. Yep. That only Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. And when He looks at you, He looks at the Father and goes, "Hey, that's my son. That's mm-hmm. my son there. Mm-hmm. That's Teresa. That's Scott. That's whoever you are listening. They're good. They're good. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, He's our mediator. He's telling the Father, they're good. I died for them, Dad. And I approve of them because they have a heart for you."
Right. And we pray and we seek God mm-hmm. and we go on and we realize, however it turns out, we know that we did our part.
Yeah.
And that was to come boldly to the throne like He tells us we can, make our requests known, pray with what we believe is in His will, and with the correct motive, and leave the results up to Him.
Yeah.
And that takes the pressure off of us, because there's nothing like regret when you get down the road and go, "I just didn't pray about that. I don't know what's going to happen now. Or I see why I made the wrong decision. I didn't pray about this." How many times have we said that?
Well, you know what? We like to think about it this way. You know, let's pray about it first, and whatever happens, happens.
Well,
but we did our part.
It's just this whole lesson where Nehemiah is concerned could be a powerful reminder to all of us that whatever we run up against, whether this week, next month, next year, let's choose to follow the example that He's given us here by falling to our knees first, so we can avoid falling on our face later.
Well, that's for sure. That is for sure. You know what? Honey, I just think there's a lot of people out there today that need to build that wall. You know, build that wall of protection. And how you do that is to give your life to Christ, and by having prayer be your first response. Prayer is communication to God. He knows what we're going to pray before we even pray it. But once we pray it, the heavens and the earth meet. And He goes, "That's what I was waiting on." Uh-huh. He gave us a choice.
And it keeps us dependent and going back to Him.
That's right.
That's what He wants.
That's right. So you know what? If you want to start building that wall, let today be that day. I tell you, the day that I gave my life to Christ, the wall of the world went crashing down, and the wall of heaven surrounded me. Do you know that? Do you know that wall of heaven, that protection? Well, you know what? If you've never given your life to Christ, we'd ask you to please consider doing that today, to give your heart to Him. And if you maybe had said the prayer years ago and you're thinking to yourself, "My gosh, man, I've never built a wall. I don't know who God really is. I've never really seeked Him." Well, today's the day. Give your heart to Him and know that you're saved. So please pray this prayer with us and know that you are saved by the great wall builder. Lord Jesus, thank You, Lord, for who You are. We know that You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day. And because of the cross, You say, "My sins are forgiven." If I ask You from a sincere heart to forgive me, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Father, I need that wall of protection, just like the wall Nehemiah built. And only You can glorify. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's good.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for praying that prayer. And if you did so for the first time, or if you're coming on back to Him, then, you know, email us at info@livingitup.org. We'd love to know that. And just know that we're praying for you, And we're just happy to call you friend.
We are.
Yeah, I mean,
he calls us his friend.
That's right. Whether you're in Canada or Germany or Middle East or China or Europe or England, UK, wherever you are, man, how blessed are we to spend time with you.
And here's a thought for you. I don't remember when I didn't know the Lord, but I heard this and thought, wow, I've never really thought about Jesus like that before. We talk about him in so many different ways, what he is, who he is, but, you know, we have the same Father, so that makes him our brother.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about that?
That's right.
Pretty interesting, huh?
It is. That's exactly right.
You're just speechless.
Well, it says we inherit the same, you know, inheritance as Jesus when we give our life to him. Mm-hmm. So we are joint heir with Christ to the Father. Mm-hmm. But the great thing is Jesus is our mediator. And Jesus, he stands up for us. He died for us.
Right.
So listen, thank y'all so much.
Yes, we could go on and on about Jesus.
This is really awesome. And just know that we're so blessed to have you as part of our family.
Yes, and we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow on Wednesday. But until then, keep living it up.
While beginning again.